Okay, so I wanted to start 2026 with appreciation, gratitude.
That's okay. We going.
Hey, I want to hear
redeemed.
I'm
been redeemed. Yeah,
I really want to hear this.
It's not for you. It's for E. It's for E.
Hey, we'll take appreciation, Mark.
That gratitude. Listen, it don't matter who
it's for. Going in the right direction.
I just want to hear this man.
I say that he. You know what? We got to be careful. He might be on his Kanye. Whoa, I would like to thank me. Let's just see.
No, that was Snoop.
Snoop. Who's well, you know that? Kanye.
Oh, Kanye.
That's the Kanye Vine and shit.
I inspired myself.
From the shot too, so.
And the reason I'm bringing this up, because it's 2026, and
yeah, so we got
it still seems relevant.
Yeah, it is. It is.
But yeah. But I'm telling you, we have watched several now men, black men of stature, men. Period. But we're talking about in our group text, just completely crash and burn. And ruin their careers, ruin their family, and do all of this stuff. And I'm like, yo. Every time it happens, I literally go back to like, yo, E was a genius. He never said nothing to me about money. Like, yo, you need to be fiscally responsible. He never was like, yo, you need to work on your branding etiquette. You need to work on how to take us to the next level. His very first directive ever was stop having sex. And he said, I don't know if you remember what you said. You was like, if a man cannot control his appetite, his actual appetite, food, or his sexual appetite, then he can't control nothing. And he was like, those two things, he said, one or the other is going to get 99.9% of men. What's going on, world? Happy New Year. And welcome to another edition of the Secret to Success Podcast. I'm your host, CJ, joined as always by the Beijing sensation, Mr. Carl Wesley Phillips.
What's going on, y'all? What it do?
Got Maul in the building. Maul, how you feeling, man?
Hey, bro, 2026, dog.
Let's do it.
2020. Remember back in the day, you used to hear 2026, man, you just thought we was going to be flying in cars. And you
we
know,
close. They driving know. Without people in them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
We no, close.
Douglas, how's 2026 treating you, bro?
Man, let me say this, bro. This is gonna be the. I hate to say it, Maul, because it's gonna
say
be
it.
Like,
go ahead, say it. Don't say like, it.
You say that
don't
every,
say
every year.
This do it for the gram. Do it for the gram.
Come on.
Do it for the
gram.
Don't do it.
Yeah, this is gonna be the one, Maul.
Yeah.
And I'm saying this one gonna be the one, bro, because I felt like. You know, we've always had a dream team.
Yeah.
But now I feel like Phil Jackson and the 92 Bulls. You know, I feel like we got the dream system, you know, to go with the dream team.
Are you running the triangle?
Yeah, we got the triangle.
Got the triangle. They don't know about it. They don't know.
We got the triangle.
What's that?
Not one, not just one, not just two, not just three.
Come on.
Six. You know what I'm saying? So, no, I feel good, bro. Everybody in alignment. Can I give you the word that I really feel, Maul? You've been saying this forever, and I felt you when you said it, Maul. And like when you first said it, Maul, when you first said it, it felt heavy just a little bit. It was like, ooh, this is heavy. I'm holding generations that I don't even know about right now.
Yeah.
I'm blessing people that ain't even in my family that I've never met in 2048, in 2059.
Yeah.
And so when you first said it, it was like, ooh. You know, and I'm the oldest child, so it wasn't like I didn't receive it, but I was like, ooh, you know how you lift something and you're like, oh, this baby, the baby looks small, but when I picked this joker up, it joker like he about 40, 50 pounds. Yeah. So it was heavy when you first said it, Maul, but then I start walking into it, meaning I embraced it in my soul. Like, yep, God, you brought Maul into our life and he on this legacy thing, you know, heavy. You know what I'm saying? And he on this.
You know what I don't like about Maul, though? Every time he teaches.
Am I here?
In the middle.
Am I here?
You are. This I'm talking about you, actually.
I'm trying to be honest in 2026. This is what I don't like about Maul. every time he introduced you to some, he gonna unlock a new level.
No question.
So
that's why I said it was heavy.
He told me forever you need to trust.
A trust.
So I got the trust. And he was
the office is the trust.
Yeah, I got the family office trust.
I'm saying,
and that owns the trust, which owns the trust. It's different. I just got the trust.
I was telling Carl, it's different levels, though.
Yeah, like, I know. That's what I'm saying. Just stay on this level.
But level one is just
let us enjoy this level for a minute.
You got the trust, and it's like I got. But then I was sitting up, and I was like, who manages the
trust? What's after the trust?
Who manages the trust? Think about it. You got the
trust.
What's
higher than number one?
But you're supposed to be advancing
the trust.
The trust. Yeah. You, so you create a family office.
Bruh, no, you can't trust the trust. On level one,
I thought I was deep with a will.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Then they said the will was trash.
But I'm going to tell you, Maul, why it was heavy. It was heavy.
Yeah.
And this is probably why most things to a lot of people are heavy, because I was thinking I had to do it.
Yeah.
So in my brain, I was like, man, I gotta, you know, the Bible says that a righteous man shall leave an inheritance
to his
children's trust. So for me, I'm thinking a righteous man shall leave.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that the righteous man doesn't leave. The righteous system leaves.
Well, yeah. He sets it up.
You feel me? The system is what.
Yeah.
And so I've been working the last couple of years on the system.
Yep.
And even the church, which is the final frontier, is like it's systemed out. Let me tell you something, Maul. This thing is so crazy. Everybody was like, yo, we taking a rest. You know what I'm saying? What are we going to do when we come back? And I was like, yo, this is crazy. So I got to work with Chick-fil-A. And so I was doing a deep briefing with Chick-fil-A.
Oh, man, light flex, E working with Chick-fil-A. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, no.
You know what I'm saying?
This month.
Yeah.
And so we was doing our thing. Man, I'm telling you, there's levels to this, y'all. So talking to Chick-fil-A.
You think you're going
to
get some free?
I got you. I got you. Oh, the owner of your, you got to tell me what Chick-fil-A you go to. The owner going to be there. And I'll just let the owner know, hey, this CJ.
He's going to be at?
He'll be at the.
My local one?
Your local one will be at my event.
Oh.
Yeah, he'll be there.
I think I know who they are.
So just tell me the name or the store. And when I get there, I'll call it out. And he'll come
too.
Yeah,
like store six.
I have to let him know. Yeah. I'll say, like, hey, my boy CJ come here all the time. Can he get some free Polynesian sauce?
Polynesian. Polynesian me out.
Maul, can he get some?
On Sunday.
That's on Sunday.
Oh, no. Free food. Make that happen.
No.
Free food on
Sunday. The only one. I listen. I only eat Chick-fil-A like that. But every once in a while, you be like, and what y'all want to eat? You be like, man, y'all
all
want
the time.
Chick-fil-A?
Yeah.
Oh, bro, right.
Sunday.
It's Sunday. Regular. Always
Sunday.
In traveling in the airport. And you want it. It used to be only Sunday when I would travel and want Chick-fil-A.
See if they can sponsor our men's and women's conference as well. Hey, y'all ain't bought y'all tickets. Y'all better buy y'all tickets right now for the men's and women's conference.
Remember, we not calling it that.
I'm sorry. Say what it is.
The solution.
Okay.
The 1% solution.
1% solution.
No, I'm just saying that's the difference between what we're doing.
No, I only say that because originally I think we was doing men. And then it was like,
No, we're doing women's solution first.
Yeah.
Family. Men's solution second. Family solution.
Yeah.
And don't forget, we got some VIP. Y'all heard Maul say, I don't know if he still said it, but he is saying like a small group are going to be able to come to the crib and do an event.
Yeah, a personal group. Yeah.
Right. No, not. Yeah, personal group.
No, everybody.
No.
I want everybody.
This is how you'll know that you're coming. You'll know.
Yeah.
Don't call us. We'll call you.
Last time we did an event in Chicago, we ended up doing an after event. We had a black party.
Yeah.
This one we might call the 1% party.
The 1% party, y'all.
1% party.
So you got to get in first to see if you even qualify for this. But I just say, Maul, it was heavy because I didn't realize systems. But even in the church now, what I'm doing, Maul, working with Chick-fil-A, we was going back and forth, and they just pull stuff. Like, when somebody great, Maul, y'all pulling off of each other.
Mm-hmm.
And when I finished, I was like, here's what I want to talk about. And so when we broke down their identity, I was like, yo, MJ, bro, MJ had an identity, bro, and MJ wasn't like, what do you think about my identity?
Mm-hmm.
MJ, like, this how I'm showing up.
Yeah.
If you playing with me, this how you showing up. Yeah. I don't care how you feel about it. I don't care about your feelings. I don't care. If you playing with the Bulls, 93, 94, like, this how you playing, or you not playing. And so for me, Maul, in this rest, everybody was like, what are we doing when we come? And I said, relax. God was like, no, where you need to start with them is you got to go back to Oakwood, enter to learn, depart to serve, and you got to go over the identity. You got people working with you that don't know the identity. So when you go to Chick-fil-A, if you don't say it's my pleasure, you don't work there. You can't be at Chick-fil-A on something like, well, when I come, I say, what up, though? When I come, I say, you need it. Bro, I told Chick-fil-A in our debrief. Bro, I've said, I've never seen this before, Ma. Diddy will go to Chick-fil-A and order a salad and go, no cheese, no bacon. And Chick-fil-A like, is there anything else I can do for you?
Yeah.
Bro, I promise you I'll go to a restaurant.
The salad been made since last Thursday.
Bro.
No, and then when I ask,
take them off yourself.
Bro. And I'm like,
your pleasure.
But that, your pleasure to come here and pay us.
Yeah.
And so I told him, I was like, I can't tell you last time I went to McDonald's. I mean, bro, if somebody said you going to hell, if you can't tell us what year you went to, I can't tell you the last time I've been. Kentucky Fried Chicken, Wendy's, Burger King, Taco Bell.
We used
to hit that
Wendy's, though.
Bro,
I can eat that. The year was 2010.
You feel me? We was in that joint.
Yeah.
At least 15 years. And so what God showed me was, hey, you need a system, and Chick-fil-A is able to keep going in the absence of their founder and their founders. They're still able to do it because they know the identity.
Let me tell you something.
Well, you can't.
Apple done got whacked.
They lost their identity.
Y'all better get your edge back.
Yeah. Let me say this, though. As soon as he passed, about a year or two later, Apple was repeating what Android was doing.
Oh, let me tell you.
I'm being real.
I'm talking about quick.
Every year they'd be like, we got a new phone. What does it do?
That's all they would say.
The camera.
Faster.
The camera.
The camera.
With a faster processor.
With the processor, yeah.
With the camera. I'm like, yo,
McDonald's.
I'm so tired of it, bro. Yeah. And let me say something. And it's because every other technology has gone too far. I don't think I tell y'all what happened on Christmas, did I?
You did.
Oh, bro, let me tell you something.
You definitely did.
Oh yeah. Sweet Pea. The dog, technology just went too far. So I already been pissed at technology because a couple times, how do you surprise your wife anymore? Because our cards are all connected.
Everything
is connected. I remember one time I had to go to the mall and be like, yo, buy this for me. And I'll pay you back after I give it to Candace.
Just a surprise. Right.
So she don't know.
Yep.
So anyway. It just pissed me off. I remember one time I came home early. I was on a road trip. I don't remember where I was at. I was like, man, I'm going to come home early, surprise the fan, da-da-da-da-da. Bro, I got to the crib. I'm thinking they about to be. I walked in. My wife was like, hey, babe. I was like, man, I'm not supposed to be home till tomorrow. She's like, oh, yeah, I seen you swipe the airport parking ride thing and just came through on my phone at 35 minutes ago, so I knew you was
on your coming.
I'm like, okay, so technology went too far. Let me tell you what happened. And this was like the 20—Christmas on the 25th. This had to be 22nd, 23rd. Or no, 2020. Maybe like the early 20s of December. Bruh, you know, Candace ordering, of course, Avery stuff off Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Now, turn y'all, if you got children listening, this is your moment.
Time to turn it off.
This, I'm going to give you a five-second warning. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Avery is our lone believer in the house. His Trey graduated a few years ago, so he like, you know, he gonna roll out of bed by 10:30. Like, you know what I'm saying? He ain't really tripping, but Sweet, like, I'm still on it.
Yeah.
Where does everybody get all their stuff now?
Amazon.
Yeah.
Our Alexa decided she was just going put up the pictures
of everything
and read off everything that was getting delivered while Sweet Pea in there eating her cereal. So she like, oh, slime kit. Oh, little trampoline. I'm talking about the whole joint. So now we got to make a whole thing about Santa hitting Amazon. You know what I'm saying?
Santa Amazon now.
Bruh.
Santa, bump all that sled and all that.
Listen,
Santa got Prime.
Listen, he a Prime member.
He got Prime. Him and Prime.
They had partnership.
They got rid of Rudolph. Rudolph used to be Prime.
They didn't outsource Rudolph.
Rudolph was leading the way.
Not no fault. They got some red, all right.
Let me say something. Amazon got them little elves working.
I'm talking about working, bro.
So anyway, I'm saying technology done went that far.
Wow.
Wow. Yet the phone ain't really doing nothing different, dog.
Yeah.
You know the only thing. Okay.
No, so let me tell you why I'm pissed at Apple, though. Because now they using Androids.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, now I can't be faithful to y'all no more.
No.
Y'all using Android.
But let me tell you.
I could have been using that. Man.
Okay, so let me tell you why I'm still pissed. I don't even need nothing deep. If you're out there and you work for Apple, you know somebody who worked for Apple. Hey, you know what I could use? Just let me search my individual
thing. You've been saying that for years.
I just want to, if me and Carl got a thread,
bruh.
I just want to search the word podcast
between us
in that thread.
Yeah.
Not every thread I ever had in the history of my life.
Yeah.
On I just want to search that one, and
that's
you
it.
Can't do it, yeah. dog. You
can't can only say search Carl podcast.
Yeah.
Is it that hard, dog? For me to just go to me and Carl history and
it's
be like
podcast. It's like Excel. It's like an Excel.
Bro, meanwhile, I got to hit podcast in the main hookup, and I got 72,000 text messages that say podcast.
You know they do that on purpose so that in the next 2 years, they're going to come out with that feature. They could do it all at one time right now, but they know what's going to make you buy the next phone.
Bro, and then the other thing is, get
it's
me
the CEO conspiracy.
Hey, get me a and then get me a projector on my phone. Something you could just put on, like
watch
like if you watching, yeah, you watching
easy,
the game
though.
Or something.
That's
because I don't want to be looking down at my phone.
No, that's easy.
Just give me like 8 inches, yeah. 10 inches right there that you can
fire.
Put on the
that's
wall and just
fire.
Be like boom, and you just watching it.
Apple
right
gon' pay, see it off, give him a little check.
That, hey, I got way more ideas, but they got to pay for that for sure.
They had some small projectors that they was making,
but I'm saying
who was doing
it.
I'm not sure. Okay.
I'm saying, but why can't you? You could just drop it right
you
in the phone.
Of course.
Bro, I don't need three lenses, yeah. bro. Take one of the lenses and put it in
the projector. The projector.
Bro,
I'm so tired of making a projector.
2026, same old. One thing, okay, so I wanted to start 2026 with appreciation, gratitude.
That's okay. We go on.
Hey, I've
been
hear,
redeemed.
He's
been
this.
Redeemed.
Yeah, I really want to hear this.
It's not for you. It's for E. It's for E.
Hey, we'll take appreciation, Ma.
That gratitude, listen, it don't matter who
it's
for.
It's going in the right direction.
I just want to hear this man say that he.
You know what? We got to be careful. He might be on his Kanye. I would like to thank me.
Right.
So let's just see.
No, that was Snoop.
Snoop. Well, you know Kanye.
Oh, Kanye.
That's the Kanye Vine and shit.
I inspired myself.
The shot too, so
yeah, I want to thank E.
There you go.
You know, I when I was a young lad, you know, out in the streets, you know, and many of y'all know the story, and it was kind of like the guru story. E told me to meet him at the beach, also known as the office, at 3 o'clock. It was really 5, so we go to 5 a.m. and go to the office, and I'm waiting on him to tell me like. He like, bro, I got a major assignment. And I'm like, bet. Like, you got to think, I'm young. I'm energetic. Yeah. We didn't, like, we already
energetic,
working. I'm talking about spry.
Manpower.
And I literally thought he was about to give me, like, the keys. I just
Secret
wait.
To success.
Bro, just the millions. I did. Because I was waiting on it. And I literally, E. And one day we'll have to tell the story about how E used to jam down on me, but nobody else in the history of his life did he used
he
to
was
cuss
jammable.
Out.
Yeah.
Bruh, jammable,
yeah.
Bro.
I'm talking about, bro.
He didn't take it personal.
I mean, look, like, I used to, I know me and E have talked about this a bunch, but like, I literally look back and be like, yo, E would never like did the soft thing with me. Never. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about he used to literally be on my head about everything.
I did the hard on everybody. They just couldn't take it,
no,
so I'd stop.
I don't know,
you,
bro.
You didn't
I don't
have
know.
No problems
yo,
with me.
Yo, anybody else did something, he would be like, turn a blind eye. I don't want nothing to do with it.
I tried. They didn't know how. They couldn't receive it.
So anyway, that's neither here nor there. We'll get to that one day. But he called me to the office. I got up there. He literally looked dead in my face. Was like, yeah, I need you to stop having sex. And I, bro, when I tell you I was so thrown off, mind you, you might be saying, maybe y'all had a conversation about your sex life ever. This ain't me and E 20 years in the, like, this is like, I've known him, what, less than a month.
I was going to say a couple of weeks.
A couple of weeks. I'm talking about, like, we just now, like, I don't even know, like, D or the kids or none of that. We've never talked about anything. I've never brought no girls around him, nothing. Nothing. I'm talking about.
What did you just see? The twinkle in his eye?
I'm
what
did
you
see?
I'm just saying, if you got a cat, Maul, I'm just that you got a cat.
Right, I'm just exactly. saying, it ain't like he saw me like, oh, I little see him girl, moving right. around. And I was like, huh? And he just walked out. And I was like, and many of y'all know I had just got a new car. Which that pissed me
that's
off.
That's what it was. Though. He was like, yo, no, anybody be coming. I'm curious, E, like, what did you see? Because I'm just saying, C not no flirt. Like,
nah,
he ain't, like it
I
ain't
tell
nothing
you
like
what
that.
He saw.
What did you see?
He saw C, you know, CJ, because he little light skinned. CJ like to lick.
He like to lick the lips. CJ got yeah. little eyes squished.
I was chilling, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
I was chilling. Yeah. I was chilling, and I was like, dang.
What you mean when you say you was chilling?
I wasn't never
you
extra.
Was, oh, you
wasn't? I don't think.
Yeah, okay.
But maybe I was moving
something. Like he's wearing his own
paper. You was outside,
right
though. Is it fair to say you was outside?
Oh, yeah. I was dating.
Yeah, you was dating. Yeah.
And, right. But you know what? And then, you know, we just recently had a, and the reason I'm bringing this up, because it's 2026. And
yeah, so we got.
It still seems relevant.
Yeah, it is. It is.
But I'm telling you, we've now watched, and again, ain't nobody. Please let this be a PSA that we're not
please.
Saying we perfect.
Right.
By no means. Because I even hate talking like that because you're like, oh, they God forbid.
Yeah.
They're going to pull the clip and be like, oh, look at these.
It's actually you talking about it because we all.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's a real conversation.
It's a real conversation.
Absolutely.
And none of us are
so we've
from.
Seen. Yeah.
The greatest a man tried.
Bruh, I'm talking. So we always got and I was, you know, I was questioning like, man, should we talk about this? Because we got a large female audience as well, and the men, and maybe it's not, you know, again, like, and you know, apologies for those of y'all who had a kids listening. Maybe this ain't necessarily the episode for them. But it was important to me to talk about because I'm like, yo, we have watched several now. Men, black men of stature, men period, but we're talking about in our group text, just completely crash and burn and ruin their careers, ruin their family, and do all of this stuff. And I'm like, yo, every time it happens, I literally go back to like, yo, E was a genius. He never said nothing to me about money. Like, yo, you need to be fiscally responsible. He never was like, yo, you need to work on your branding etiquette. You need to work on how to take us to the next level. His very first directive ever was stop having sex and get. And I was like, and then so later on, it wasn't even that day. I asked him because it was on me for like 2 weeks. And I was like, yeah, why did he say that to me? Like, that was weird. And he said, I don't know if you remember what you said. You was like, If a man cannot control his appetite, his actual appetite, food, or his sexual appetite, then he can't control nothing. Mm. And he was like, those two things, he said, one or the other is going to get 99.9% of men. And I was like, dang. And so obviously that's something that I took to heart and worked on and worked through. And what I was saying is, I'm grateful to E because I honestly feel like there are, you know how people be like, oh, you just a one-on-one, I don't know if I believe that anymore. Mm. And I told E, we was talking this morning, and I was like, I believe it's probably, as big as this world is, it's got to be more ETs. Mm-hmm. It's got to be more Jamals. Mm-hmm. But here's what happens. What I told E is, you've just unlock the highest version of yourself.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Like, bro, I promise you, I know charismatic cats who could talk, who funny, who got the gift of gab, who if they were the highest
on the south side.
Oh, I'm just saying. Straight up. No, I'm just saying that if they were
the highest
version of themselves.
That the right way. Yeah.
And so what I was saying was that this is the importance. We were having a conversation about Jada and heart growth and stuff like that. And I'm like, you don't need to be anybody else. You just need to unlock the highest version of yourself. Yeah. And there are hundreds of thousands of millions of people who are waiting on you to unlock the highest version of yourself. And so, one, I want to start with the discipline or just how y'all think we have been able to
avoid. Yeah,
or,
I don't think it's discipline. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying it's
You said that earlier. You said it was...
Okay, well, I mean this. This is what I mean by it. Like, I don't know... first of all,
I don't know if there's certain things, and when we talk appetite and appetite, I don't know if discipline, I hear people all say, ah, motivation is whatever, you need discipline. I don't know if motivation or discipline is a strong enough mechanism for certain things, Ma.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Because you look at David. Bruh, David was the man for a grip.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, he on the rooftop with Bathsheba. Right. My man, like, I don't know how long that happened before, but he was older when that situation took place. So I believe when you talk of appetite, you know, especially people who have messed around with drugs, like some people might go, I'm talking years without drinking and they end up drinking again, or years without doing meth or whatever it is, right? So I don't know that it's discipline. And when I was saying that, I'm thinking Carl and, you know, the whole research boy, but now I got it. I believe that anybody that stayed off drugs for a long period of time, alcohol for a long period of time, whatever that stuff is, AA, it's accountability, bro. Mm. Like, literally, when you think of cats who was on drugs and they ain't on drugs no more, they got, what do they call that? My sponsor? Mm, they got a sponsor, bro. Yep. And they got a group of men that's meeting regularly. Like, my name and so what I did for CJ was I started to see, yo, I am where I am not because of who I am and what I can, like, bro, I'm human, bro. Like, when I preach sometimes, cats be, my wife be like, I can't believe you said that. I said, bro, there's no reason for me to sit here and act fake. Like, I don't need to be, I don't got to pretend to nobody. Like, I'm human, period.
I remember I came back and tried to negotiate with E. I was like, E, listen, I heard you in one of your speeches. You said you only slept with one woman your whole life.
Yeah.
It's easier for you, big dog.
It is.
It ain't, you don't got the same type of.
It is. And this is what I was just trying to tell him.
I literally was trying like.
No, and this is what I was trying to tell him. It ain't got nothing to do with what you think. I'm talking about if I don't hold you accountable now and we decide what the boundaries are. You young. This don't got nothing to do with what not. Like, you in college.
Yeah. Yeah.
This don't got nothing to do with that. And I'm not even talking about college. I know where you're going.
Yeah.
I know where you're going. Yep. And I know what you're going to accomplish.
Yep.
And I don't want anything to bring you down. And it's only a couple things that's going to bring you down.
Yep.
And so I think, Maul, for those of us who are, I'm talking about, blessed in any area of our lives. Let no man boast and don't think he could fall tonight, right? But I believe it's accountability. Mm-hmm. And I think where most people go wrong, especially when you become successful, especially when you got bread, especially when you got power.
Yep.
Most of us are not mature enough. Bro, the power I got right now, I would have hated to have had his power at 22 years old. Mm. I would have hated to have had this kind of money and this type of influence as a 22-year-old. Now, of course, it is what it is. We have... The gifts that we have, we had them then. So I definitely had some gifts, but I'm saying had I had this influence and this power and this money at that age, if I had what I had now. And so God was like, bro, you ain't even ready. You're going to kill yourself at 20. So when I saw him, I'm like, yo, bro, you about to. And so I just want to say my part. Listen to me. I'm where I am today. First, all praises outside of God be to my mother. Bro, I just couldn't stand my mom. That's probably why I left the crib. I remember stealing from the ice cream, what do you call that? Like game, when you used to play the video games, Ma, what were they called? Arcade game. We had one of those next to one of my schools. I went to St. Bede Catholic School. So it was right next door. Literally, same parking structure.
You were stealing tokens?
No, I used to be stealing like the yo-yos and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And can I be honest? I didn't even need no money. It was a high when the security guard would chase me or somebody, and I was quick. It was just a high. And I remember the police coming to my crib. We didn't even live, like, the school was in Southfield, 10 Mile, I think, in Telegraph or Lasser or something. We lived all the way on 8 Mile, bro, and Braille, and, like, Trojan. I lived by Henry Ford High School. The police came to the crib, bro. And when I tell y'all I was so mad at my mom, the police knocked on the door, and my mom said, Eric, come upstairs. The police want to know if you stole something from the... I said, what?
Hmm.
My boy's on the block. They mama cover for them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know my boys doing stuff they ain't got no business doing. Like, they cover for them. I don't care if it's girls. I don't care if they sold dope. I don't care if they stole a car. When the police come to their crib, they mama act like they don't know what's going on. My mom was like, Eric, get upstairs. I said, what? The police is here. I'm thinking, why would you set me up with the police? I'm about to go to jail, right? School. I get in trouble in school. My mom would never be like the teacher line.
Yeah,
it's the teacher's fault. My mom used to always be like, what did you do? I'm like, what did I do? The teacher don't like me. She like, none of them?
Not one.
Not one of them like you? Like, my mother never went, you know what? I know my son, and I know my son would never do that. So I grew up without a yes man. I got married. Bro, I was laughing at Didi. I'm no disrespect to my wife. I love her to life. But she said on the 21 you silenced my voice. I'm like, okay, whatever. Whatever that means. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever that means. I'm like, the voice you got.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know that I don't know that you can silence
you silenced
that. You know what I'm saying? But
what year was that?
Yeah, that's what I said. When we got off the call, I was like, what year did I silence you? But I will say this to y'all. Anybody that know Didi does not, she's not a yes man. Then I got C as my right hand. C is not a yes man, right? So I just laugh when people come up to me and be like, oh, you surround yourself with, I'm like, name them. Because my inner circle, I can name my mama, Didi, C, I ain't got no yes people. And I am where I am today because my wife will never see me do something wrong and not call it out. I'm just being real. Didi ain't going to never go, you know what? I don't think that's right, but I ain't going to say nothing to Eric because he might get mad at me. Or he might not talk to me, or he might leave me. I'm telling you, Didi, like Didi's like, look, I love you more than I love myself.
Yeah,
I'm going to tell you every single time I think something is inappropriate, every time I think something is negligent, every time I think you ain't pushing yourself, bruh. Didi will come home. I'm talking about a millionaire. Didi will come home. What you doing in the bed? I'm like, what you doing? What you mean? What I'm doing in the bed? I got a doctorate degree. I'm a multimillionaire. I done wrote a New York Times bestseller. She like, I don't care. God has more. Wow. And y'all already know. C, I can't tell you how many times we've produced a video and C was like, Carl, go back and record it again, bro. That's not it. Like, go do it again. Like, oh, see, we spent all day. Okay, you should have called me when you were doing it so I could have helped y'all, and you didn't. Mm-hmm. And so I'm saying, is this where you look for Camille?
Yeah. Right there. Camille camera right here.
Listen to me very closely. This is to all my men especially. Listen to me very closely. I know you prefer not to hear the truth. I know you would prefer to shut your girl down. I know you would prefer not to hear her mouth. But love yourself enough not to silence a person and then you don't ever reach your fullest potential. I dare you to get people around you that are not yes men. It's going to feel real icky. It's going to feel real uncomfortable. You're not going to like it. I don't always like the way Didi talk, but I love being number one in the world. I love being the number one motivational speaker in the world. I love going from not even a high school diploma to she telling me to get your dog on GED to a PhD. Are you listening to what I'm saying? So I get it. I'm like you. I get it. I used to get offended sometimes. Yeah. I used to be in my feelings sometimes, but take your choice. Feel good and fail. I'm going to say it one more time. Slow. Feel good and fail. Or feel awkward and thrive. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Like, surround yourself with people who are going to tell you your breath stank. Surround yourself with people who are going to tell you got something in your teeth. Surround yourself with people who are going to tell you that's not right. That's going to destroy you. Surround yourself with some people that's going to say, young man, you got a bright future ahead of you. I already know you're going to have a bright future. I don't want you to get to the mountaintop and then get drugged down. So I'm telling you now why you can do something about it. And I promise you to this day, we never knew that we was going to build this empire. We never knew that one of the young women that we were mentoring and coaching was going to be your wife. We never knew that. Imagine if you would have, and how Candace would have. Yeah. We never knew that we would be here today.
Yeah.
But what we said no to 20 years ago has positioned us to say yes to all the things that we're saying to now.
Hey, see, I now understand fully that Ian had no faith in me. By the time I found out what he was trying to do, he had moved Tamisha out of the apartment with me, Ma. we from Barbados, bro, so we got the apartment. Yeah. I just found out that Tamisha moved, and I didn't even know what happened.
I did the same thing for Carl. I just couldn't say nothing.
He didn't say nothing to me. He already
be a yes. I knew Carl was, so I just said, let me fix it.
Oh, bro. Tamisha was gone. I'm like, what happened? Oh, we just got an apartment. Yeah. And I was like, all right, my bad.
It's funny. I finally got around to watching, the Diddy documentary.
Oh,
and it was just like, I'm just listening to what you're saying. Like I said, y'all know we don't talk about pop culture or nothing like that. Along those same veins, it's like, bro, not one person in your life could grab you and be like, yo, you wild.
Come on, bro.
At any point. Like, I don't know if anybody else, I know you watched it. We talked about it, but did you watch it?
I did. Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Still having nightmares.
That's not the part. But I'm saying, I'm watching it and I'm looking around going, oh, he ain't the only one need to be in jail.
Mm.
Everybody was complicit. Everybody. I'm like, yo. Yeah, so, he was over there by the car just stomping her out. And I'm like, yeah. And y'all just, you watched a grown man.
Hmm.
Stomp out a woman, and now you're talking about it as if he's the only bad guy in the equation.
Yeah.
Mm. Bro, something wrong with you. Yeah. And not only did you see him doing that, you didn't say nothing, and you stayed working with him because you were consumed with what you thought you could end up getting out of the situation. Mm. And I said, bro, that's disgusting. Bro, I don't even talk to cats who don't take care of their kids.
Yeah.
You can't even... Bro, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
If you don't take care of your kids, you can't call me. We can't go to lunch. We can't get coffee. Nothing. I don't care about your baby mama trip. If you don't take care, you can't even call me. You think I'm going to be around somebody? Bro, money is a terrible accountability partner, bro. Mm. Because everybody at Carl who was in this documentary sat around and looked and went, man, this is messed up. I know it's messed up. And now 20 years later, I'm talking about it as if he's the worst person in the world. But when you was in the moment, there was no accountability.
Yeah.
Nope. And E just says something deep because E is our leader.
Yeah,
he the leader of his family and he the leader of our company. And he's saying by setting the example of, oh, I'm not beyond reproach.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not beyond being told, do it again. I'm not beyond being told, you out of line. I remember when E came to me and was like, yo, D said I need to get... like anger management or something. And I was like, I'm your right hand. My longtime podcast listeners remember that. But I'm like, anger management? Yeah, she said I'd be going off. I'm like, I genuinely wasn't even, I would have been said something to him if I thought that was an issue. But he was like, yo, so I need to do something about it. And he went and got baptized. Like, do you know when that's the leader?
Mm.
What kind of example that sets? And as I was watching Diddy, I was just like, oh, that's what happens when you just become the king of everything. Like, nobody can say nothing to you at no time, pull you to the side and be like, hey, you got a drug problem. Hey, you drinking a little too much. Hey, the way you handling women is crazy.
Yeah.
Nobody said it.
Yeah.
And it's like, to your point, the accountability. Now, the question is, how do you turn that accountability into real action, or what do we do to hold each other accountable in that sense?
Because
we don't have AA meetings and be like, hey, CJ, today,
I think we do, because to Carl's point, it's like, yo, I'm holding you accountable. Like, mm-hmm. I'm going to do something about it because you're either you don't want to do nothing about it or you do want to do something about it.
But you're not
able to do nothing, whatever that means. Like, you might not even have the bread to do it.
Yeah.
Like, you might not have the bread to do it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, okay, Carl, we about to help you in the situation. We about to separate y'all. You feel what I'm saying? And she here, okay, good. Now the next move is, we did. We was like, yo, how long you gonna date? However long that was. I don't remember how long it was, but it was like, hey, how long you gonna date? Like, what's keeping you from, don't get married to somebody you don't wanna get married to, but what's the process? With me, I never forget, Ma, when I tell you, Ma, bro, I'm a feelings dude. I'm an emotional dude. If anybody need to be held accountable, it's me. I'm very emotional. And that means that I get overwhelmed.
Yeah.
So, and that's what I love about, our relationships, man, because what happens sometimes is people attach themselves to you and they want what you can bring to the relationship, but they don't want to be as accountable to the relationship. Mm-hmm. You feel me? And that's what I tell people all the time. Oh, you ain't perfect. Bro, you ain't heard me preach. You ain't heard, you ain't read none of my books.
Right.
Bro, I'm the last one to say I'm perfect. I ain't grew up in the church. I'm just being real. Like, you know my mama, she sat at this hookah. My mom was 18 years old when she gave birth to me, right? Bruh, she was homeless. Like, I ain't have my daddy. I'm not perfect. I didn't grow up in the Huxtables. I didn't grow up in Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Like, I got real trauma, real issue. You heard Jada break it down, right? So I'm not perfect. But what I'm grateful for with a CJ is he's not going to sit there and go, he ain't perfect. Mm-hmm. He's going to identify the area where I'm not perfect. And so, Ma, I was like, God. It wasn't even me. Somebody on the squad got us in. I'm like, God, I don't know what to do. CJ was like, I'll take care of it. I got it. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, C was like the DD in my life. They the bouncers. You know what I'm saying? C, like, I'll take care of it, E. Like, matter of fact, just go. You go back. We was in different states, bro. He was a kid. I was a grown man, couldn't do it. I couldn't put my foot down. I couldn't straighten it out. To me, it was like, yo.
Unless this it was thing. Me, then he ready to whoop some ass.
He's still with
him. All of a sudden,
he didn't keep that same energy.
All of a sudden, he's Karate Carl.
He's still hurt. He ain't let it go, Ma. He ain't let that go, Ma.
Anybody else get a free pad.
I got to wash his feet back to do the communion thing. I owe him that. And so I told C, right, and this is how he held me accountable. This is what he said. He says, I will take care of it. Mm-hmm. But you need to understand something. If I take care of everything, I'm the leader now. Mm. I'm the leader, bro. Mm. And they're going to be looking at me like I'm the leader.
Yeah.
And I'm not the leader. You're the leader. Mm. And I need you to get over whatever it is you're dealing with. I don't know what it is.
I used to be snapping out like, we got to take this to the y'all because y'all tripping. Ain't that right, E? I like
it might be, Ma. I don't know.
It came down.
I don't want no smoke.
You're not validating my and my drill sergeant nature. Yeah.
Right? So, he got on me.
I'm gonna ask a question y'all can answer, but I want y'all to answer. East Sam Lane.
Yeah.
Where do you go that your wife or one of us is not around? And like, just be answer that. Where do you go? Like, how many places do you actually go that your spouse, your family,
here.
One of us is not? I'm saying, but not even including us. Yeah. Where do you go?
Other than real estate properties.
Yeah.
I go to work.
Mark said that the other day. He was like, bro, you ain't about to get me in no lounges.
Listen, I
ain't going out to the club without my girl. Like,
we created all of that in the house.
Yeah.
Because.
Yeah.
Didn't need to be out there like that.
No question.
And I think, you know, to piggyback off what E was even saying, I just change. Oh, they got the camera right there. There we go.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah. You have to sometimes, because sometimes you're not going to be the CJ and have an E that say, hey, man, stop. Literally, CJ can contest to this. I will remove myself from a relationship fast.
Yeah.
I'm talking about fast. Yeah. Friendship. I'm talking about friendship, friends, but... 20 years, every day we talking. When I see
he's already attested that.
When I see that they're not in alignment.
Yeah.
Because somebody gonna have influence over somebody always.
Right.
Don't think that you just that smooth and that strong.
Yeah.
And if you are not married, I'm married, and you got all of these different women, and every time we together, that yoke.
That yoke is
bruh. I can't think that I'm just that strong where the yoke is going.
Yeah, that
and,
way.
And it's not gonna be trying to come. So no, bro, we can't even know each other.
And it go and the yoke go both ways.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just saying because I'm doing real estate.
Exactly.
And the yoke is easy.
And I'm doing speaking. Yep. I never got what y'all saying, hey y'all, I want to be a speaker. I kept telling myself I wasn't no speaker, but now I keep finding how I'm on my own stage now.
So you're saying if you would have met somebody who was doing something else.
Yeah, you can do that. Absolutely.
Easily.
You can absolutely. Easily. Why is it that everybody that come around, why is it? I don't ever force a person to get in real estate.
Yeah.
Mm. But why is it that everybody around me all of a sudden in real estate?
Yep.
It's just that the yoke that's on you falls off on, so you got to be careful who you hanging with.
Bruh,
because, I don't even like, no disrespect to nobody, I don't like hanging around people that's got a poverty mindset.
Yeah, it's tough, bro.
Because they don't see what I see. Yokes. It's two different yokes, bro.
The book that we writing, All My Friends Are Rich. Yeah. The next one.
Yeah.
All My Friends Are Rich. It's like, I don't have many close people to me that aren't married.
Yeah. 100%.
Like, I look at who come over to my house, or like when we have events and stuff, it's like, it ends up being other and then happily married people. Couples. You know what I'm saying?
And
it's
we
like,
make a point when we do our travel with our wives, bro. If you ain't married, matter of fact, we done surpassed that.
Oh, yeah.
If you ain't, even if you're married, but you ain't into
happily.
Your wives, happily. If you ain't happily married, you can't
shout
travel
out to the Bliss
us,
Conference.
See?
We still,
you
still
cannot travel with us, bro, because.
Yeah.
You're
going to throw off the vibe, bro.
I went, I remember my grandfather passed, bro. Tamisha was still in school, and I went to Barbados for the funeral. And I remember, I'll never forget this, bro. Obviously, I got friends there. Yeah. I got an ex-girlfriend that was there. She took a photo, me and her, and she posted it somewhere, Facebook or something. Yeah. Bruh, when I tell y'all, Danita, Didi, bruh, I couldn't even get home.
Yeah,
like,
get
yo, who is this? Yeah. Mm. Like, what's going on? Like, why y'all this close? Yeah. And I was like, again, my grandfather died. I ain't even thinking about her nothing like that. I promise you, nothing. But the accountability that I had just off of a photo, bruh. Like, Tamisha probably hadn't seen the photo yet, and they was blowing my phone up like, kill that, like bro. That. Don't ever do that again. I don't care who she is.
Don't let homegirl get that. Yeah.
She can't be that close to you again, especially if Tamisha not there. Yeah. Never again.
Yeah.
But, and you got to know your triggers. You got to know your, like, let me tell you something. I told you, the thing I can't stand is the bros who be like, I just got a thing for women.
Yeah.
I'd be like,
we all do. Yeah. We all do, my friend. Bruh,
you man. Like you we saying married. That as if yeah. we just. Married. I'm just saying, but you saying as if we not like.
Yeah, as that we not married. And, no, as though we not married.
That, you see what I'm saying?
I told you I got married.
That's the highest point
what
of
do
I
you
got
believe?
A thing for
I'm married, bro.
Bro,
I'm married.
So I'm just saying, but you again,
and have
you know,
kids.
I'm just saying, I don't know about y'all, but a lot of my homies.
I'm not a priest. I'm not a monk.
Yeah,
I went a different route.
But I'm telling y'all, and I hope somebody really listening, they catch what we saying, because secondhand smoke is real.
It's real.
Mm. It's real, bro. My auntie,
you could die.
My auntie, bro, she got to have a kidney transplant. But she was just telling me about, she was just naming all her ailments. Yeah, I was over there. And she was just like, yeah, and then the doctors told me that my lungs look like somebody that's smoking. I never had a cigarette a day in my life.
Wow.
Meanwhile, my uncle over there.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. That's crazy. And he ain't got nothing.
He got a lot.
Oh, okay. I was about to say.
He got a lot.
I was about to say, he didn't even get lung cancer.
But she was just like, she's like, my lungs, I ain't never even had a cigarette, but the smoke, the secondhand smoke.
Yeah.
Now imagine that.
Secondhand broke.
Bruh, secondhand broke, secondhand divorce.
Come on.
Secondhand divorce. I think that's you. You said that.
You gotta be at.
You said.
Oh, we already said, yeah.
That's why they gotta be in Chicago.
Secondhand stress.
The reason why you gotta come to Chicago because you can't find anything but secondhand smoke where you live. That's why you gotta come to Chicago to be around. Look, my boy Ant hit me. Jada did her. Me and Jada did our thing.
Yeah, yeah.
My man Ant hit me and was like, E, I'm coming. He said, look, I got one question. I know what you did for me. I know what you and Didi did for me and my girl, our marriage. I want to know, is Jada going to be there? Because I want to bring my girls to meet her.
Okay.
And I was like, 1,000% Jada going to be there. Mm. So you definitely can bring your teenage girls to meet a grown woman who going to be 1,000 with them like she was. And not to mention, she a counselor. So to your point, a lot of us hurt, Maul, because we like, well, y'all talking like that because y'all got each other. We don't got nobody. Can I say this to you? Please listen to what I'm saying to you. I didn't grow up with Jamal. Mm-hmm. Maul and I can be in school at the same time. Maul, Carl from Barbell, he's in land. I'm from Chicago. Then we moved to Detroit. I don't know none of these guys, but I prayed and said, God, I'm losing. Like, I ain't tripping on nobody. I'm losing. I'm growing. And I'm getting to another level, and I love my people. But I need another group of people, even to bless me, to bless my people. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Mm. You ain't got to leave your people, but if you broke and they broke, you can't help them. So you got to leave the broke sometime to get with the wealthy, to be able to have enough for you and the people that you love.
Thanks.
And so from an emotional and a relational standpoint, I got to keep growing. I'm going to be real. The only reason they're around me is because we keep growing. There are people who I was cool with 10 years ago. We ain't traveling and changing the world together no more. We did before. We not no more. Why? Because you got to keep growing. And so I didn't have these people, but I pray, God, I'm not where I want to be. I need me leaving
the prime. I was in Huntsville killing it. I left good for great. And then exceptional started coming to me. And so I'm telling y'all, this is why you got to be on the masterminds. If he got a pillars boy, if he got Carl got the past potential. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. You know, if he on Patreon giving y'all game, you got to get connected. And then you got to pray one day, take them from being my mentor off camera.
Yeah.
And off the Spotify and off of Apple, and I want to be in their presence. And then some of y'all like, I can't wait to work for Maul. I can't wait to be on stage with E. He didn't even want to be on stage with me. He on stage with me. So you got to do more than just say it. You have to make the change so that God can see you serious. And one of the changes that we're saying is accountability. I am here. Look to me. I don't care what nobody say. I told y'all. Y'all know how my mama get down, bro. You know how my wife get down. And I'm going to say, for some of you, the thing that will ship, you're one non-yes man away from being successful. Yep. You are one human. Yep. You only need one human to hold you accountable to take you from being homeless and a high school dropout to where you are, to where I'm even appealing to CJ's father to make him even want. You understand that? You got a grown man telling his son to come. Like, you understand what type of... Like, what kind of father you got that your father wouldn't be, had no low self-esteem, and be like, oh, that dude seemed like he dope. My son could, but nope, I don't even want to introduce my son to him because I'm in fear. I feel insecure. You know how much you got to love your son to go, hey, I know somebody that you could connect with, that everything I taught you, they going to teach you exactly what I taught you and take you to. That's accountability. And then he told C, he called him Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Don't until you go meet this man. I'm not gonna stop talking to you until you tell me y'all sat down. And his father was right from this day. And so I promise y'all, that boy C hold me accountable so much. C got so good. C was like, oh, I know exactly. Okay. I know exactly if we walk in the room, I know exactly if we go anywhere, I know exactly what he need to be held. I was tripping like, how you get, I ain't never told the same thing. Like, I ain't never told. He was like, don't worry about it. I got you.
I caught you gazing. I caught you gazing. Couple of times. I say,
he come back.
Yeah, come back.
Come on back. And guess what I did? I came on. I didn't go, I wasn't doing that. You lying.
Yeah. You ain't get defensive.
You know why I'm not defensive? Because you can defend your ego and lose your life. Yeah. I'm just saying, you can protect your ego if you want to, or you could go, because you know with C, if you correct C, it's go. But you know if C ever catch you doing it, it's in the Rolodex.
Listen, an immersive 3-day experience for men, women, families, and teams, April 16th to the 18th, 2026 in Chicago, Illinois. Listen, man, you want to be
not quite summertime shy, but
et1%.com, et1%.com. Number one spelled out, percent spelled out, etone%spelled out.com. Go to etone%.com right now. Bring your
Mama, babies,
bring your teams, bring your family.
Yeah, bring them all.
My whole family gonna be there. Yeah. It's gonna be a time, man. I'm looking forward to it. I think this is, you know, the energy behind it.
Oh, it's about to be crazy.
It's about to be crazy.
Okay. Well, hey, y'all repeat after me. I'm going to point to y'all. Y'all say the word. Okay. I said be.
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 Do.
Do.
Have.
Have. All right, let's do it.
Be.
Do.
Have.
Be.
Do.
Have.
All right, we good. So, hey, real simple. God gave us real simple instructions. Be fruitful, right? Do, multiply.
Yeah.
Have dominion. Mm. The problem is we not doing it correctly. Mm. We mixing the order up. Mm. We doing, most of us, if you like me, you doing, and you trying to get everything done. So you can have, but you miss the
B.
So I'm just telling y'all, like, it's that simple. The order is, come on, Maul, focus. I need you.
Oh, B.
B, do,
have.
That's the order, y'all. Don't try to switch it up. Just stay in that order. B, do, have, and you're going to be all right.
Be authentic self. I love it.
Your 9-to-5 should fund your exit, right?
Yeah.
Not trap your future. Mm. I'm going to say that again. Your 9-to-5 should fund your exit, and not trap your future. Do you all know how many people that I worked with 25 years ago and they're still on a job right now because they did not take the money that they had? That's the seed money they received.
Seed, ate they seed.
They never planted the
seed.
They
ate they seed.
They was eating they seed. Bro, they was in the squad car like sunflower seeds every time they got paid. They never invested their money. So now, 25, almost 30 years later, they're still working.
Wow.
And don't think that you don't make enough money. You have enough to get started where you are at. If you don't do this, you will be working forever. You don't have to do that. All you have to do is invest. Start investing. Whether it's even in your 401k, if you have deferred comp, max out. Every time they give you a raise, take that extra percentage and put it into that investment account. It will compound over the next 10, 15, 20 years that you work in your 9
What they doing with
their
seed?
They just eating it. Your seed money has become sunflower seeds.
Colad with him right here, dog.
Oh, plant it before it's too late. Let it grow.
Hey man, go to ET1%.com, man. Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Hey,
let's get it. Y'all appreciate y'all rocking with us in 2026. We out of here. We love you, Ib.
See you next week.
Let's go.
I want you to focus on here right now. Don't you worry about when you get home. You make this, you concentrate on this opportunity. You don't worry about tomorrow. You concentrate on this opportunity with all your might, with all your soul, with all your heart.
Thank you so much for rocking with us as always, right? We don't take it lightly, guys. And we hope that we've provided transformation and not just information. We want you to become the best version of yourself. All right, make sure you check out the show notes to access all the important links and get your product discounts. Now, one favor we're asking of you, do us this favor. Make sure you subscribe and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. We want to know your feedback and how we can serve you better. And if there's anyone that you think could benefit from listening to the show, please, I'm begging you, please share it with them. And remember, as E always says, if you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful.